story Muslims take to the streets in Egypt and Libya, denouncing an anti-Islam film produced in the U.S. Angry protesters have stormed the American embassies in Cairo and Benghazi. U.S. officials now fear the demonstrations may spread to other countries. Here's a closer look.
An act of blasphemy sends shockwaves throughout the Islamic world. Protests have already broken out in Libya and Egypt against a low-budget anti-Islam film produced in the U.S. state of California. The trailer of the clip is available on the web. It insults Prophet Muhammad and depicts Islam as an oppressive religion. The backlash has left the American embassy in Libya's Benghazi in near ruins. One consulate staff has reportedly been killed and another one wounded there. The protesters stormed the consulate with guns and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. Outnumbered by the protesters, Libyan security guards in charge of protecting the facility were unable to stop the angry demonstrators. Most of the consulate in Benghazi was set afire, and the American flag was brought down. Hours before the Benghazi incident, Egyptians marched to the U.S. consulate in downtown Cairo, demanding its closure. They, too, took down the American flag, ripped it apart, and replaced it with an Islamic banner reading, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet." The embassy staff had already left the consulate in Cairo in anticipation of the demonstration.
All Egyptians should take to the streets to express their anger, because what happened is not acceptable. This violation by the emigrated cops is unacceptable to Egyptians and Muslims.
Sam Bessel, an Israeli-American who claims he produced, directed, and wrote the two-hour film, says he had not anticipated such a furious reaction.
They have to arrest this priest, this extremist, and punish him. It is not the first time that he has offended Islam. Both Muslims and Christians are participating in this protest against this offense to Islam.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton confirmed that one State Department officer had been killed and expressed concern that the protest might spread to other countries. Clinton also condemned the protest, arguing the U.S. is committed to religious tolerance. Muslims find it offensive to depict Prophet Muhammad in any shape or form, much less in an insulting way. The 2005 publication of 12 cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a Danish newspaper triggered protest in many Muslim countries. There are several other examples of humiliating attacks on the faith, including the burning of the Holy Quran, both in the U.S. by a Florida priest and in Afghanistan at the hand of U.S.-led forces. Clinton speaks of religious tolerance at a time when the Islamic faith has been increasingly marginalized and Muslims demonized in the West. Most recently, Britain's Channel 4 aired a controversial documentary on the origin of Islam. The clip, Islam, the Untold Story, argues there is little evidence about the origins of Islam. Critics, including the UK-based Islamic Education and Research Academy, say the program is historically inaccurate and clearly biased. The organization argues the West is on a campaign to target Islam and stir Islamophobia.
Well, joining me now by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam. Mr. Lam, we've been getting different reactions and thoughts from our guests during our interviews, and I would like to get yours as well. How do you perceive this reoccurrence of targeting such sensitive issues when the outcry and massive response to blasphemy towards important elements of Islam has already been tested before?
Yes. Okay, how about we look at it from an international legal point of view for a start. Under the 1961 Vienna Conventions, both of those attacks are illegal. And Egypt and Libya must be responsible for the death in Benghazi, the death of the American, and all damage. This is fundamental. And be sure the American government will squeeze them both to get compensation for that. Those are illegal, reprehensible acts and are completely inexcusable. Now, the question of freedom of speech, which under American law, as you know, you can do that sort of thing, except for recent legislation that outlaws hate crimes. Hate crimes. This is obviously a hate crime. So I would suspect that the prosecutors in California are looking carefully low-budget film and its authors, who apparently to be a combination of Zionist funding and Coptic Islamophobes and Arab phobes. So it looks like a hate crime. So perhaps the American courts will do it. I don't accept the idea that the West and the American public are turning against Islam. We've got, looking just at America, we've got 308 million people. You know, you've got a lot of Zionist money who wants to make problems with the Arabs and the Muslims. It's not difficult to get funding for this kind of film. I see that as a problem. I think the American people are, on the contrary, warming to Islam. Who makes, according to an American survey from the National Homeowners Association, who are the most popular neighbors in America? That's right, they're Muslims. Why is that? Because they're good family people, they believe in education, they're not probably into drugs and all that kind of stuff, and they respect their neighbors. So I frankly, my own experience, I don't accept that. But it does show the underlying racism that we know exists in America. It's been there for 263 years, and it's not seemingly going away. But again, the act, which is understandable, those acts, not justifiable, and I think international law will be opposed, applied, and that those governments will compensate. But I think it's important what Clinton said, but I would hope today that the American president will make a statement, because it's very fundamental. The Muslims are getting more and more involved in the Democratic Party, as you know, and we saw that fiasco with the changing the language on Jerusalem and their objection. So he has even a political reason now to reach out to the Arab and Muslim community, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't.
Mr. Lamb, you touched up on the issue of freedom of speech. Many believe that the that issue is rather inconsistent, most notably in the United States, where a man can, for example, burn the Holy Quran, can make obscure movies of Islam's prophet, have a wide array of racial slurs for Muslims, but one cannot so much as question, not even mock, but to even question Israeli policies and Israeli allegiances without being labeled an anti-Semite and feeling the full wrath of condemnation from the media. Celebrities lose their fame, comedians lose their jobs, politicians lose their status. Why is that?
Well, yes, I agree with that, your general statement. But honestly, and I may be the only American outside of the U.S. who believes this, but I think things are changing on that too. Now you've got newspapers being picketed sometimes and challenged, and the anti-Semite label, you know, is wearing thin. So I agree, in general, because there are 67 pro-Israel Zionist organizations with big budgets, they can make anybody's life miserable if they want to go after them. And that's a fact of life over there. And until the American public becomes more increasingly aware, which they're in the process of doing, slowly, slowly, then that'll disappear largely, I think. But the double standard, yeah. It's obvious, but remember, the Zionist organizations have been held to account for certain hate crimes committed against Arabs and Muslims, also in the United States. So that legislation, only a few years old, is important for avoiding the distinction, the double standard that you've identified.
International lawyer Mr. Franklin Lamb from Beirut, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.